The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Let's talk about inflation, shall we?
It's getting bigger. That's enough.
Inflation is really killing us.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey.
I said during the entire Obama administration that there was a group of people who'd never really known a good economy, had no idea what a good economy looked like. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about people who maybe graduated from high school in 2007. And by 2018, you know, here they were a good 28 years old and still had never really experienced anything like a big upswing, a big uptick, a big explosion, which they then got in late 2017 and on into 2018. But we're now finding out that 2/3 of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck as inflation once again exceeds estimates. There was a brief period there where people were able to put money away. Literally, folks would pay all the bills, okay?
And have some left over.
And then they'd be like, what's this? I forgot to pay something. I must have, because there's money left over. How can this possibly be? And they began things called savings accounts. I know it's hard to believe, but they began to actually put money away or begin to, I don't know, buy better brands of things, maybe take the occasional family vacation. That was happening for about 3 years there, 2018, 2019, and the beginning of 2020, before everything blew up, of course. And now we're right back in the soup where we used to be. 2/3 of Americans now living paycheck to paycheck. This, according to a report from CNBC, and trust me, they're not a right-leaning organization.
Yeah, and I'm not. I guess if you just look at this, you would at first say that seems a little bit high. But if I went to the grocery store yesterday, Richard, and I came home, and I just can't tell you how few items I had, and it was $100, and I was like, wow, I thought I shopped smart. I bought cheaper brand stuff, and I still went, oh my gosh, these like 3 bags of just a few simple things I needed.
Yep.
It was $100. And I shook my head and I'm thinking to myself, that 2/3 of Americans living paycheck to paycheck probably is about right with the price of gas, the price of food, the price of everything.
And you're not taking a summer vacation this year. Airline fares soared by 18.6%, and that was just in April.
Mm.
You know, as the price of fuel continues to go up, and jet fuel is certainly not immune from this.
Right.
It's going up along with everything else. As the price of jet fuel goes up and then demand gets higher, well, there's only so many planes and there's only so much fuel, so the price is going to go up. I hesitate. You know, I'm going to Minneapolis in late July. I've already got my flights booked. I already paid for everything in advance as the price of gas. I think I actually booked everything before Putin invaded, you know?
Yeah,
so
but you were smart.
Pretty good about that.
You did
that.
Pretty good, yeah.
I dread going back and if I were to try to book that trip today, I dread looking at what that might cost me or set me back. And then, you know, still planning on going to Disney World in late October, but not flying, so that's good. Well, I mean, once we get on the Peter Pan ride, we'll fly. But other than that,
you got to pay for that gas to get there.
Yeah.
So, you're probably still winning in that category where, driving is probably a little cheaper than flying.
Absolutely.
But,
plus, I know my way there. I could drive it with my eyes closed. And
right.
I might because, I'll be very tired. inflation actually gave most Americans a 2.6% wage cut in April. The typical U.S. worker worse off today than they were a year ago. As a result of inflation, these are the numbers, folks. When inflation goes up higher than your raise in pay, and you think, "Oh, this is great! I'm getting a raise. This is awesome!" and then you go to the store and you go, "And I still can't buy as much as I could last year for the amount of money that I have."
It is completely true that kind of wipes out whatever raise you got.
Yeah.
You know, unless it was a huge raise, then it may not be impacting you that way. But if you just get that 3, 5, 6%, whatever it may be, you're like, this isn't my, I'm watching it come in and it's going right back out the door.
That's exactly right. You know, where payday shows up and there's no excitement there anymore. Because you're just a transfer station at this point.
Uh-huh.
You're just taking the
zipping
money and turning
and
around.
Zipping it right back out.
I mean, electricity is up 11%. Natural gas is up 22%. Gasoline itself is up over 80%. And diesel fuel is up almost 200% over 2 years ago. I mean, that's an insane amount that we have taken things to this level. It is $5.55 for a gallon of diesel. That was as of this time yesterday.
And this morning,
changed.
Yeah, this morning, I think it was up another penny, but regular gas, the average price is $4.42 now.
Jeez.
$4.42. You're winning if you're getting it less than that.
And you got a guy who stands up every day and explains to the world how this isn't his fault.
He blames everybody. Putin, Trump.
Yeah.
Whoever he can possibly do, but he's not taking any responsibility. And the buck should stop with him.
Whoever ate
not.
That bat that caused the COVID thing, that's another guy that needs to be punished. Everybody. Yeah, it's very sad. And unfortunately, you know, it's no leadership whatsoever. You're seeing no leadership. What you're hearing is, well, we're going to lower prices for middle class Americans.
How are you going to do that?
How exactly?
Yeah.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Right. Like, no game plan. No. Yeah. That's easy to say that.
Exactly.
But very difficult to lay a plan and say, here's the strategy. We're going to do A, B, C, D, and E.
All right. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. We'll have something fun for you next instead. How about that?
That sounds good. Let's do it.
It's Joe Biden talking about inflation. What? How is that fun?
Is it? Will he whisper?
Having a, of course he will. What kind of question is
that? Whispers coming?
Yeah, you can count on it. You can set your watch by Joe Biden whispering. You know, it's like he gave up the sniffing of the hair and he's like, I need another weird habit. What else can I do
creeps me out every single time he does
creep
that.
Creep people out instead of smelling hair. I'll come up with something. Maybe if I whisper.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.